from Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The U.S. government says it has captured the suspected ringleader of the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Ahmed Abu Qatala is accused of killing the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three others in the attack. According to U.S. Rear Admiral John Kirby, Qatala is now being held in U.S. custody outside Libya. He said there were no civilian casualties and all U.S. troops involved in the raid have safely departed the country. President Obama, who has been under fire for his administration's handling of the attack, told reporters Qatala's arrest sends a clear message.
No matter how long it takes, we will find those responsible and we will bring them to justice. And that's a message I sent the day after it happened. And regardless of how long it takes, we will find you. And I want to make sure that everybody around the world hears that message very clearly.
Fighting continues in Iraq between government forces and Sunni insurgents who continue to make gains. At least 44 people have reportedly died after clashes at a police station in the city of Bakuba outside Baghdad. U.S. President Barack Obama has authorized the deployment of 275 military personnel in and around Iraq to help restore peace. Mr. Obama has vowed to keep the troops out of combat. Instead, they will be used to provide support and security for the American embassy in Baghdad. Here's State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki.
These are military are there for the security of the embassy. That's what their focus is. That's the role they're playing. This is linked to the announcement we made on Sunday about the relocation of some of our staff and the fact that some would be coming in to help the security there.
Almost $24 billion U.S. dollars worth of commercial deals have been signed between the U.K. and China during the Chinese premier's three-day visit to Britain. The British prime minister says he sees these new agreements as strengthening links between the two countries. Natalie Powell has more from London.
The UK Prime Minister welcomed the deals, saying the UK is the most popular destination in Europe for Chinese investment, adding that in the last 18 months there has been more Chinese investment into the UK than in the past 30 years. It's the first official visit by a Chinese leader in over 3 years to the UK, and Mr. Li was given an audience with the Queen, something that's usually reserved for heads of state. Elsewhere, oil giant BP is also expected to strike a deal, this time with the China National Offshore Oil Corporation to supply the Chinese firm with liquefied natural gas.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. President Barack Obama says the world's oceans, the source of food and economic growth for billions, must be protected. The White House has announced a plan to significantly expand protections for a huge swath of the Pacific Ocean south and west of Hawaii. Priscilla Huff reports.
The expansion of the Pacific Remote Islands Marine National Monument will protect almost 800,000 square miles. U.S. President Barack Obama says the protection of the islands, reefs, and atolls is in everyone's best interest.
I'm going to use my authority as president to protect some of our most precious marine landscapes, just like we do for mountains and rivers and forests. These are just a few of the steps the United States is taking to keep our oceans strong and healthy.
As international leaders met at the U.S. State Department to discuss marine pollution and the acidification of the oceans, the White House announced steps at home to sustain fishing and to protect water habitats as well. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
And the United Nations Security Council unanimously adopted two resolutions proposed by the U.S., which review the measures against the Taliban and related terrorist groups that threaten international peace and security. Patrice Howard reports from UN headquarters in New York.
The updated resolutions address concerns about the changing nature of the threat posed by these terrorist groups, whether in the way they use new technology, the methods in which they attract international recruits, or their abuse of nonprofit organizations for financial gain. The Council requests that member states continue to monitor financial exchanges, travel, and weapons transfers among these flagged terrorist groups. The resolution also tasks the monitoring team to consult with the committee or member states when identifying individuals or entities that should be added or removed from the sanctions list. Patrice Howard, New York.
For the rest of the day's news, you can follow us on Twitter at Feature Story. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.